The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, August the 27th. I'm Andy Holding, looking at an 8-race card at the Curragh this afternoon. We've got two Group 3 contests for the two-year-olds, which are the highlight of the day, coming up at 2 o'clock and 2:35 respectively. But the big race, without a shadow of a doubt, for most punters out there, is the Tote Irish Cambridgeshire at 4:20, where 27 runners are set to go to post there. So that race will take some fathoming, as will quite a few of the other races here this afternoon at the County Kildare venue. We begin with a two-year-old contest at 1:30. And the standout horse here on its debut performance is this Christopher Robin from the Aidan O'Brien stable. This horse wasn't particularly fancied on his debut, went off a 6-1 shot behind Starboard Companion Nelson. And although he didn't really threaten to beat the eventual winner, got a lovely ride from the front in the hands of Donico O'Brien, put his experience to good use. The eye-catcher certainly was this colt by Camelot, who was given a very easy time of it in behind by Shamey Heffin. And he just basically nudged this horse along hands and heels, recognising that his stabber companion was probably always going to be holding him. And you'd like to think that the kindness showed on that debut performance will be paid in kind further down the line. He certainly looks a colt to be dealing with next season. He's got quite a bit of size and substance about him. And if it wasn't for the draw today in stall 12, I'd make this horse a really good bet, even though he's an odds-on shot this morning around about 4-5, because he just looks head and shoulders above this lot, certainly on physique and pure raw ability. So Christopher Robin, hopefully if Ryan Moore can navigate your path from stall 12, then he should be good enough there to win the opener. Looks like being a good day for Aidan O'Brien. He's got several well-fancied horses, particularly in the two-year-old contests, and that certainly goes for Ballet Shoes in the 2 o'clock, this Group 3 contest, the Flame of Tara Stakes. This horse has gradually improved on each start, managed to win over the course and distance a couple of runs ago. Didn't beat a great deal, but certainly did in the style of a progressive filly. And she backed up that view by winning a listed race at Tipperary last time out, staying on very eye-catchingly in the latter stages to beat the highly regarded Jer Line Train horse Lethal Steps, who went into that race off the back of two victories and was very heavily backed in the market. So this horse is clearly going forward in a rush. Her time figures are very solid. She's just got a lovely attitude and lovely way of going, and it's hard to see her getting beat here today, as the odds suggest. So Ballyshoe is very confident vote there to win race number two. On to the third race then, and once again Aidan O'Brien has got a short price favourite here in the shape of US Navy Flag, who certainly sets the standard off the back of his runs in the July Stakes at Newmarket. And here last time out in the Group 1 behind Sioux Nation, Beckford and Atrus. And that was obviously a very top-class affair. Likely to make the running as is his wont. He often goes off at a pretty decent gallop. And he's a course and distance winner, so he's going to take quite a bit of beating here, one would imagine, in the hands of Ryan Moore. The one for the each-way alternatives, or for the ones that want to perhaps look at a forecast, etc. I do think Betsy Trotter can certainly outrun her odds. This is a big leap forward, I know, from its first run in a maiden here behind Brick by Brick. But she certainly shaped it with a good deal of encouragement behind Jessica Harrington's flying two-year-old on that occasion. Indeed, that was the fastest furlong per furlong time on that particular day. So they were running at a decent level. And this horse kept on quite willingly in the end without being unduly punished. Likely to come on significantly, both mentally and physically, for that particular outing. And I do think the step up to six furlongs will suit this horse as well. So around about 10-12-1 this morning. I'd certainly suggest a few quid each way on Betsy Trotter is not the worst thing you've ever done. On to race number four then, which is a very competitive looking six furlong handicap. And we've got a whole host of horses who've got some good course and distance form here of late. Most notably, Enter the Red and Alan's Pride. But there are a couple of horses who ran on the same day that Alan's Pride was victorious that ran much quicker speed figures. And the one of them is Com Gorgas from the Andrew Slattery stable. Now, this horse reminds me very much of his older horse in the same colours called Onside Ya, in the sense that he goes a really good gallop from the front and he just keeps rattling along. And he obviously likes it here at this track. The course and distance suited him really well here last day. And it wasn't for the first time that he's run well here over the County Kildare venue. And his time figures that he produced that day, as I said, were slightly better than Alan's Pride and Enter the Red, respectively, over the same C&D on the same card. So the fact that this horse has chalked up top price at 12-1 this morning suggests to me that Com Gordonis has been very much underestimated in the market. So I'm going to go with Andrew Slattery's 3-year-old. I think he's improving nicely. And Com Gordonis represents a nice little bit of each way value for us there in race number 4. On to the fifth race then, and it's back to Group 3 action. And we've got a really good fillies contest here. Rain Goddess sets a really good standard off the back of her two good runs over the course behind Nezwar and, of course, behind the superstar filly, which is Enable, here back on the 15th of July. And her time figures and the way she ran on those particular two occasions certainly suggests she's a worthy favourite here. However, this is her over a mile and a one, and all her best form is over a mile two or mile and a half. So maybe there might be just one or two little chinks in her armoury worth exploiting here. And with that in mind at the prices, I'd probably much prefer to look for something each way. And Making Light falls into that category, having finished placed on her two runs this season, certainly suggesting that she's trained on from being a very good two-year-old, of course. Her last run last time at Garvan Park certainly suggested that she's going in the right direction. When she was just nabbed in the latter stages of that race by the fast-finishing Alluringly, we know that Alluringly's got plenty of stamina, having finished third in the Oaks by Enable. She also should be more appreciative to the slightly better ground here this afternoon. And dropping back half a furlong to mile one should be ideal. Drawn in stall three with the well team in much better form. Odds around about 6-1, which are available this morning for Making Light. Make quite a bit of each way appeal there against the front two in the market in race number 5. On to the big betting race of the day then, which is the Tote Irish Cambridgeshire, coming up at 4:20 over the straight mile. And given that Ian Jardine had such a fantastic day in his career with Nikita winning the Tote Ebor, it could well be that Lightning will strike twice here for the Caruthersdown trainer as he runs Hibou following that very good run in the Topaz Mile at the Galway Festival last time out. And if he can run to that level here, he's certainly got every chance of giving Ian Jardine a fantastic 24 hours. That the son of Street Cry certainly travelled like the best horse in that race at the Galway Festival, only to be run out of it by a horse who clearly was very well handicapped from the Willie Mullins stable, because everyone knew that he was going to win that day. He was back from 8-1 into 7-2, that Riven Light. But he was well clear of the rest, and that includes quite a few of these horses who take him on again today, including Dream Walker, of course, went back to the track a few days later and won the big 7 furlong handicap on the Sunday. So the form is solid. He's got a nice draw in the middle. He won't mind the ground. Like I say, he's a smooth traveller. And given that he stays beyond a mile as well, we'll surely stand him in good stead. I suggest around about 8-1 this morning. Look fairly good each way value. Of the rest, I do think So You Thought from the Dermot Weld stable has also got excellent chances of running a good race here, because he also ran quite well at the Galway Festival behind Jetstream in a race which is working out well. Stormy Bellow is fifth as one since. It's only really his lack of inexperience which might just catch him out, but he's a really nice horse, So You Thought, so he's worth a look as well. But Hibou is the main choice in the Irish Cambridgeshire. On to the penultimate contest then, and because of the lack of knowledge about some of these female riders in this race, I wouldn't have a particularly strong view. But I certainly think the horse with the most obvious chance coming into this race based on his last two runs, it's Time for Mabel from the Edward O'Grady stable. This horse is second to Joseph O'Brien's well-handicapped Apparition on the last time he shipped up here in an amateur rider race. And he also ran well a couple of weeks later in a very competitive race down in Downpatrick behind Westland Rowan Andrax, two horses who love that northern venue particularly well. So he certainly wasn't disgraced on that occasion to finish third to those two. His form here is pretty solid beyond that run here at the Curragh. And his time figures also suggest he's going to run up to a fairly decent standard. So hopefully his pilot can justify the horse's form, because he does have some kind of each-way chance there, one would imagine, Time for Mabel. On to the final race then, and look no further than Brendan Duke's Warm the Voice. Now, Brendan's hasn't hidden his affection for this horse in his pre-race and post-race interviews, and this horse justified his confidence when winning at the Galway Festival last time out in pretty decisive fashion, following an eye-catching display first time up at Leopardstown behind a nice horse of Aidan O'Brien's. He's a lovely big colt by Vocalised, and Brendan shouldn't be anyway, shape or form, be underestimated. He's a very good trainer when he's got a good horse at his mitts, and I think he's got another decent one here in the shape of Warm the Voice. I'm amazed that he's ran about 4-5-1 this morning. I'd make him favourite on his pure raw ability and his time figures that he's already produced. So Warm the Voice, very confident vote there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again for tomorrow's evening card at Roscommon on the Flat, which begins at 4:25. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.